Blog Talk Radio.
Shine on me. before we were introduced. You gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Shine on me, gotta shine.
Hello, and good Sunday afternoon. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. Woo-hoo! It is Ninja Sunday, and I cannot believe how time flies so fast. I've been on the air for 2 years and never knew I would make it this far. Honest to goodness, this is the one thing that I'm just so super pumped on, you know, thinking of ideas for the show and have it end up being really wonderful. And right now, as I'm speaking live on the air, I'm trying to get the cat off the curtain. Get out of here. Get. I don't know what it is. Every time right before my show, the kitten just revs himself up. I think I have to get the kitten a treadmill or something. I really, really do. I got to make sure I never give this kitten any catnip. I swear to God, he'd probably eat the whole, I mean, out of like house and home. He'd probably eat the wall. He'd probably dig in the wall and burrow through it if he had his chance. I think he actually would do that. But anyway, yeah, have the toy kitty. anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much to, you know, all my guests and all my listeners and my supporters. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for supporting my show. I've had over, looking at the stats, about over 85,000 people listening to my show. I don't know what to say, but I say thank you. Thank you for the love and support. I appreciate it so much. And just to let you know, I mean, people that are supporting my show, what you're helping to do is to help it grow, because it's not something I'm doing by myself. It's because of my guests and anybody that's supporting my show and listening to it. It's helping them to grow. I mean, eventually, you know, I would like to get people like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt for the show. You know, people, you know, that just highly recognized. Because then it's like, what I also do is talk about some issues that I think is important, because, you know, when you have a smaller voice, people tend to, like, not really listen to things that I do take in to heart, like people homeless, rescuing animals, and many other things that I think is really important. So I think with the bigger voice, where it's either Stanley or Buddha or a couple other saints, it's like with great power comes great responsibility. So as I grow a voice and get bigger, I know that I can give back in my own way and the things that I do see that are important in this world. So I'm just going to thank you, because there's going to be really good things that will happen with my show. So I just want to say thank you so much for the support. I just want to cry. I just really, really do. I just say thank you so much. I don't know what to say. And as I'm saying, like, I'm trying to keep the kitten under control, but I'm going to be having guests on the show. I'm getting them lined up, and I'm trying to stay in touch with everyone to get them on the show. Because, like I said, they're working my way towards people that I really would like to get, like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and other people on my show. And so what I've been doing within the past, it seems like really within the past year, I've been getting people from the SUNC community on my show. And it all started with Johnny Crane, who actually, he fought Jet Li and also interviewed Jackie Chan, and he still works in Hollywood. And it just grew from there. I call Johnny Crane my lucky charm. He's crazy. He's just absolutely, he's so adorable. And no wonder why my warrior sister, Melissa Tracy, is crazy about them. There's a couple that I was like, I have to go on a double date with them when I get out there to California. That's like my move where I want to go out there. And, you know, everything, it just comes into the circle. Well, after Johnny, it's, there's no sound. There's no sound. Okay, let me test this. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to test my show, and it says that there's no sound, so let me try to see what's going on. I'm going to play a song, and I will be right back. Appreciate in the chat room, someone was keeping had said that they couldn't hear no sound, which I tested it when I was had the music playing, and that was "Let Me Know" by Kodiak. I was actually playing that, and it did sound fine to me. And my kitten is attacking me extra today. Stop that! Get stop that! I'm gonna have to get an assistant to like have my wrangler of my kitties. For my show, I really think I'm gonna have to do that. Well, my friend Ron Lester, who actually had on my show, he was of the hit movie Varsity Blues, where he played Billy Bob. He played other things too. Where he's making a film called Racing Legacy. I don't think it's not actually filming yet. But I do know I see that he posted on my wall where I'm looking here, but I was trying to bring it up because it says here, I went to Racing Legacy, where this film is actually dedicated to his film brother, Paul Walker, and it's his own racing film. So I'm trying to bring this up. It's because it says here on his photo, who is Robert Duvall. So what I would assume that maybe, just maybe, because I'm clicking on the story, but the story isn't coming up when you click on it. So I'm going to write to Ron right now to let him know about clicking on here. So let me bring this up. Link doesn't work. Doesn't work when you click to go back to your page. Yes, people, I do everything myself. I run everything myself, so that's something that as I'm talking to you guys live on the air, I'm typing and taking care of my things and trying to round up the kitten. I swear, he has gnaws up his ass. And he does it like, I don't know if he stores it extra up the night before I do a show all the time, because he's just a nut. He's an absolute nut.
Staring up, you know, why couldn't he do this afterwards, after the show?
He'll crash afterwards, you little stinker.
If you want to check out Ron Lester and check out Racing Legacy, and it's his own film, which they, you know, with in, like independent filming, it does take a while to get everything together, production meetings and all sorts of things before they can even start filming. So if you want to check that out, like I said, I'm looking here, it's saying on one of the statuses, it says, so anyone know who Robert Duvall is? And it says there, I'm trying to click on the link, but I guess it's not working, but I think he might, don't quote me on this, he might be part of that film. So what I'm doing now is I'm actually going to be playing some music. This is Back for Y'all by Sacrifice. It's my 2-year anniversary being live on the air, Ninja Sunday, so playing Back for Y'all by Sacrifice, and I'll be back.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Cracks fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mic. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall, gives me the beat of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the swarm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting in hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Sonic Peace.
Telling me how to feel. I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I'm kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my energy, yeah. I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. Birthday cake, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I will apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
Tell me you feel it, we higher than birds. Find me a shorty, cause I got them words. Never need a
más buena la pura. Aquí en la playa bailando el flow. Aquí por el fuego solveo el glow. Tell me on speakers, it's Cardi a show. Back to the disco, we letting it go. Gonna keep it going like a rumor girl, pass it on. This type of team, gotta go and get your pilot's license. Cause you up in the clouds, loving my style, girl, getting it wild. Up in the woods, little Robin Hood child. Dance with the wolf, cause I'm howling out loud. Getting real hot, sweat drip dripping. Getting real close, girl, feeling that rhythm.
You don't like me, I don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen you when you stepped in. Couldn't understand the sex is your weapon. Part of the aggression, I need to have a session. Probably impossible, haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional, nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do, say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis, heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic, say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate, got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs, just kids in love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming up on the dance floor. I grabbed you close, come out the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit, and I'm sitting on a hot seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy, boy.
Thirsty Thursday, hot the full play, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later, as I pick my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has them grabbing a hand, and I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't faze me.
I'm a sentiment, ain't coming at you sleep. I know, this here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Cardi don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Not gonna do nothing, boy. Call me when I leave the lobby.
I know that you feel me, girl. Met you at the after.
Amigo.
On the Shelly Lynn Chuck Show, and I've been live on the air for 2 years now. Woo! I'm so overtired. I actually I wanted to give some props to Obie's Fitness, which is actually where I live pretty close in Maine. I've been going there early every morning, and I went there to work out this morning, but the best part is the sauna. So shout out to Obie's Fitness. Love going there. I'm just trying to get myself into ninja shape, and there's these rings that are hanging from the ceiling. Oh, my gosh, just trying to get a workout with those, just trying to get up on them, pull myself up. I mean, I have the reach for them. So, yeah. Now, I'm like, I had someone in the chat room, so what I'm going to do, because they said that my sound wasn't working, I'm actually going to, I usually have the sound off, but just to double check, because it does seem like my, you know, everything just seems all set here. So usually I shut off my sounds on my computer. So I'm going to actually pull this up and check it to make sure that it is working fine. So let's see if this is going to play. Okay, I'm pulling it up. I'm double-checking it again just to see if I can hear my voice because, you know, sometimes there are some technical difficulties that's beyond my control. So waiting for this to come up. Okay, it does sound like it's coming up now. Yeah, it seems like it's working fine. Yep, I did test it, so it does, yep, okay. So go back to putting my computer on mute, so it is working fine. Okay, I'm going to try to repost this. All right, and I'm reposting the thing from Lon Lester. So I'm trying to repost this. Okay, all right. Just reposted on my Facebook page. Once again, yeah, it's my 2-year anniversary being live on the air. And just want to say thank you so much for all my listeners and my callers. And once again, I wanted to, I've been trying to do a fundraiser for the Stuntman's Hollywood, Stuntman's Hall of Fame. It's a building fund. And about the museum, and this is actually from the website, you can actually go there. I'm one of the board of advisors on there, on the committee meeting there, if you want to call it a committee meeting, board of advisors. And what I'm trying to do is help raise money for this museum. And I'm pulling up now, and this is what it does actually say on the website. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion picture and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Kanut, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings, and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs the financial support to enable them to afford a building which to welcome visitors. And this is the information where you can donate. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. Remember, it's 81 West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard. Number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. So if anybody likes to call him, I know people are probably taking naps and stuff today. I don't blame you. I've been up since what time I went to work out, and now I'm, like, ready to crash myself. Call-in number is 347-989-1473. Again, the call-in number is 347-989-1473. Let's see. What song am I playing next? It's Let Me Know by Cardiac, and I believe let's just put this up. It's not working. Okay, trying to press it. Okay, this is Let Me Know by Cardiac, and I'm playing some of the songs today. So, okay, here we go.
I don't wanna leave, I don't wanna stay. You Tristan on the track.
Look at my life, though, I've been around. All the talking and the saying that we hellbound. All I'm saying, that's the forces of hell now. One struggle, one life, got it all now. Gotta fight, gotta push, make a stand now. Just make the best of it, what they saying now. Simpletons in the bubble at the playground. Most lost, some found, what we doing now. All this non-seeking truth, but we lay around. So lazy, this needs to turn around. Until then, hit the clouds dreaming. Hover where with no innocence screaming. All happy, all fit for no reason. Cause we humans, the reason is breathing. I got a heart, real talk, we all should. Since when did we know I'ma lose our childhood?
If I could fly away,
if I could reach the stars, I'd
get my runaway.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
with nothing but a stay.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
The reason I breathe, I'm trying to get low. I'm trying to stay high, trying on my damnedest to fly. The ground is too cold, the sun is so bright. I just want beautiful flight. Look down on the world, see it go by. Play with the melody right. Beautiful sounds, the memory gifts. I don't wanna forget none of this. I live in the moment, I live in the now. Trying to stay positive, you know my style. Stretch for the birds, this is the plan. Holding my 2-year-old's hand. Here's my life, here's my God. I don't need nothing but fam. Trying to live right, be a good dad. Promises I never had.
If I could fly away,
if I could reach the stars, I'd
get my runaway.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
it's nothing but a day.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
And that's a lie, you know, that's a truth talker. We all learn from our faults, or pretend to. We all fall or stumble, but we hear you. One sound, one youth, are we there too? Everybody's scared of getting older. Wanna be remembered in this lifetime. It's a shame some go, never got time. It's a shame so bright, never got shine. I see the stars in the sky, but I'm not crying. They in a better place, grandma, Miriam, Wayne, Sarah, up in there, hear me sing. Keep on living, keep doing my thing. For everyone that we missed, there's a whole reason. I got a light in my heart and I keep on feeling.
If I could fly away, nothing but a day.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
Everything.
front of the dam. My daddy was a poor man, but I don't care. Not that much, it's not about the money, it's all about the love. So put your hands together for your fellow man, because the tax man is coming round again. Hey, tax man, I'll give you some love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it up. I'm cheaper than cheap.
Say it's the second anniversary of my show being on the air, playing music like Cardiac, Sacrifice, Ancient Sage with Rick Bittem from all the way from New Zealand. So I'm playing some music too. And I just read once again about the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it's been a hell of the past 2 years. It does go by very fast, very, very fast. And I'm just like, as I'm here... Okay, let's see. I'm actually writing to someone on my Facebook page here while the cats are driving me crazy. I don't know what is it with the little kitten. I'm sitting here, right? And I'm sitting, you know, with my legs crossed. Stop that! And, you know, like they say, like Indian style, when you're sick, stop it! And he tries to grab my toes. What a little stinker. I know, Jackie. He's a good girl. He's a good girl. And he just has this habit where he wants to play with my toes. I don't know why. He just, stop playing with my toes. Get out of here. I'm going to, like, duct tape these cats together. Let them run around. Duct tape them, you know, like, you know how they have that race when it's, like, a three-legged race? I'm going to have, like, you know, cats have four. Get out of here. He's biting me. Stop that. He's like, well, not biting me. He's actually chewing. Get out of here. You little stinker. Stop. Go play with Jackie. He's torturing the crap out of me. Stop it. Be a good kid. Ow. He just grabbed me. You little stinker. I'm going to squirt you with some water. Get out of here. If only you guys see what he's doing. Stop it. You little rat cat. You little rat. You stink pot. Get out of here. Yeah, here, you want to play? Here's the stick with the big, long, fuzzy thing. Yeah, play with that, you little rat. Yeah. So, yeah, getting back here, as long as the kitten doesn't sneak attack me from the back. Yeah, play with that. This is a toy. Go play with that. You know. Oh, I think he farted. Oh, did you fart? Oh, this kitten. Oh, you little stink pot. He's so small. Woo, you smell. Oh, you're looking at me. You smelly butt. Woo, I'm going to have to light a match. You stink. You little farting kitten. Yeah, lay down, be good boy. Go, stop it. Well, at least he's not swinging from the curtains right now. Oh, my gosh. He's like, oh, man, he's got holes in the curtains over here. And meanwhile, Jackie's like, be good. Yes, I love you. I'm going to have to get an assistant to play with my cats during my show ears so that they don't feel neglected. Because Jackie's sitting over there looking at me all depressed. And Rocky's trying to, like, attack me, so it's kind of like, little stinkers. I need, like, even if I did go into another room and shut the door, they'd be screaming bloody murder because I'm not paying attention to them. I can't even go out in the backyard to get rid of the trash because if I leave the window open, the cats are screaming out the windows like they're being stuck with the fork. And, you know, my superintendents, they get, like, pretty much a laugh out of it because they hear the cat screaming out the window and nothing's happening. It's like, I don't know. It's just like, I says, I'll be right back. And they scream at the top of their lungs like they're being stuck like a fork, like a turkey dinner. You know, when you're testing a turkey dinner in the stove. So, yeah. Be good, be good, be good. I'm so ready for a nap. Having that workout and trying to, this was like the first week of trying to get more and more to working out and doing weights because it's something that, you know, I do for myself. And I've been trying to, you know, get back into it. And with Obese Fitness, which is close by, I can get to the gym. It's a 24-hour gym, and it has a sauna, so it is worth it. It's definitely worth it working out and then, like, going to the sauna afterwards. I'm, like, so in love with gyms. Fitness centers, my whole entire life, I've always loved fitness centers. I mean, that's part of my heaven. Of course, I love beaches, and I love mountains, and I do want to, you know, move to a nice warm place, and I've been looking online about places in California because I so want to live in a place. And my ultimate heaven would be a nice warm place because I'm an East Coaster. You know, I'm originally from Boston, and I'm up here in Maine. And up in here in Maine, it's like living in the North Pole in the wintertime. And for me, my heaven would be, and I'm not kidding, my perfect wardrobe, my perfect heaven would be a nice warm place. You know, it doesn't have to be so big. But in the wintertime, no snow. I'm not really fond of snow anymore. I like to, like, get out and such and enjoy the weather. And I think in California is the place I really want to go. It's not necessary. I mean, I know there's lots of filming out there, but my wardrobe, I swear, I think my wardrobe would be shorts, T-shirt, bathing suit, and flip-flops. That's my ultimate wardrobe where I want to be so nice and warm and just kicking back by a pool or the beach. I mean, do you blame me to be in a nice, warm climate, not to deal with snow anymore? I know people do like snow, but I tend to think that people say, well, you should be used to it as a New Englander. I'm like, no, not really. You know, being that I'm going to be turning 44 this year, I just had enough of the snow, enough of the winters, and I just can't take it anymore. It's just not a place for me. I mean, all those that love the winter, bless you for it. Enjoy your snow and everything like that. Not for me anymore. I want to live in a nice warm place for the rest of my life, 24/7. I mean, you know, it's, you know, rain and such like that, but, you know, it's something that I really think I just want to move. I know I never thought I'd want to move out to California, but the thing is, at least if I go and check it out, you know, live there, you can always move. It's not like I'm tied to anything, and I think this is the time for me to do it, to go and check it out. Because I just, like, you know, I'm trying everything that I want to do in my life and, you know, try to get to the things that I want to do. So here I am scratching my back right now. Ooh, scratch, scratch, scratch. And, once again, it is my 2-year anniversary on my show. And if anyone wants to call in, the number is 347-989-1473. Again, that number to call in is 347-989-1473. So let's see. I'm trying to remember what exactly did I play. Now I'm going to play another song by Rick Didham and Ancient Sage all the way from New Zealand. It's the song called I'm Not Sleeping With the Girl I Dream About, and I'll be back.
You go your way and I'll go mine. Maybe we'll meet somewhere down the line. You were so perfect, I just couldn't see room in your perfect life for me. There's no perfection in reality. You can't even get it in your dreams. This world's all right by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. Models are so skinny, it looks like they could break so. Don't like me.
you be more happy when you win the lottery, living in a mansion by the sea? This world's a life by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. Money's the most addictive drug. You can get a lot, but you can't get enough. And all the things that you buy, you don't really need. I don't like money, cause it don't like me. I met a girl on the internet. She said I was one of the best. It didn't happen in reality. My internet self is better than me. This world's alright by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. The Beatles say love is all you need, but I'm not in love and I'm happy. Love is something you will never see. I don't like love because it don't love me. This world's alright by me, even though I don't sleep with the girl of my dreams. The Beatles say love is all you need, but I'm not in love and I'm happy. Love is something you will never see. I don't like love because it don't love me. I don't like love because it don't love me.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, please, sweat, knock 'em out. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly,
if you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you, I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl, I'll be back,
and we can travel that world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing, I can put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see, we'll be free, spread my wings.
Tony J, if I could fly, and I'm actually trying to get the kitty under control here. He's such a little stinker. You guys don't see what he does, but he's just, he's nuts. He's just absolutely nuts when he's like, when I'm live on the air. I think it's because he's jealous of all you people out there. I really, really do. Okay, just throwing a little bit of the trash away here. You guys don't see what I'm doing because it is a radio show. I'm doing a couple of things here, but I'm actually a writer for a site called Hub Pages, and it's something where I actually learned how to actually write, and one of the things that I'm actually going to read right now, I'm going to actually read some of my articles that I actually wrote bringing up the site. This one is called, that I wrote, it says, never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than you're worth. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. And this is my own experience. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say I am imperfectly perfect. We all have flaws. We all have made mistakes. But remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle, and it has brought grand happiness into my life. I'd once settled, and it was the biggest mistake of my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life. Well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know, I repeat. But you know something? There is a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is essence to your heart and soul. There is nothing written. let you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Oh, I did a few times, but let me say I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That is indeed a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If we don't think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people that they are bad because they are different than we are? And the answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. But we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our path and grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return, I can pass it on to others. Also, sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those that are good, your life will become golden too. So that's one of the articles that I did write on Hub Pages. It's called Never Lower Your Standards and Never Ever Settle Less for Your Worth. I'm trying to bring up other ones. I want to see what else. Okay, let me see. I'm just looking to see another one that I wanted to, read on the air here. Let me see. Give me one moment. I'm trying to find the featured ones. I'm just following all the things here. Just looking at it. These are older ones that I actually have. Okay. This is another one that is featured. It's from my own experience. Oh, why is it going all the way? Okay. This is my own experience. And I'm going to read a couple more articles. This one's another featured one. It says, Capoeira is a very respectful martial art form that is more than just a dance. A martial art that is more than just a dance. Honor, respect, more than just a dance, capoeira. As many people that don't know capoeira, or if they do know about capoeira, which is a martial art form, the one thing they say about it, oh, it's a dance, not really self-defense. You can call it a dance in a way, but if you look at it from self-defense point of view, what better way to disguise self-defense than disguise it as a dance? Now, for myself, when I was training, those are the exact words I would hear from people, just a dance, or that capoeira is a joke and not really a martial art. Open your eyes and heart and follow my words as I write. In my experience a few years back in capoeira, I actually was searching and trying to find back home in Boston, Jeet Kune Do, which was Bruce Lee's martial arts form. I didn't really know where to look at the time. I actually drove around and did come to Broadway in Everett, Massachusetts, and knew a dojo there. I know that in the building, there were martial arts being taught, and the one that I actually saw being taught in the window was capoeira. So I entered the dojo and was allowed to sit and watch. I decided, okay, I will give it a shot, and was like, am I nuts? I also thought, well, I'm going to probably get kicked in the head. Little did I know I was right about that, but it did happen a few times. Yes, go ahead and laugh, and you might think that if you really knew me, that would explain a lot. But in the history of capoeira, since it started in Africa and transcended into Brazil, you could say it came from the slaves of Africa, and at one time it did become illegal for many years. But the best defense is when you do disguise something as in capoeira, disguise it as a dance, and what better way to protect yourself if your attacker has no clue what you're doing? You would have the better advantage to survive. The thing is, it was taught around campfires with music. Sometimes the slaves had their hands bound together by chains and had to even take it a step further to learn how to defend themselves with their hands being bound. I guess it took a while for it to become legal again. But back to training, and the dojo was taught mostly in Portuguese, so there I was in class trying to learn, and I'm going, one way while the class is going another way. So learning some moves, even basic trying to keep up halfway through the class, it got so very intense I was sweating so much. I can't even tell you how much water I would consume, and even after training I peed a lot too because I was always thirsty. In a couple ways, given a nickname. I was given the nickname Podo Arrows and had no clue what it meant. Now when I ask a question, I'm kind of asking them like a kid, naive that I am, and just thinking, what does that mean? At first I went and meant Waipata. So I asked my instructor, why would I be given a name like that? And it's because I'm white, and I said, I wish I had some sort of animal name, so he laughed. And said, maybe I call you bandana, because I always wore one on my head while training. I said, it's okay, I will just stick with what you gave me. But one of the students actually told me what it meant. Now I'm a big kidder in kidder rounds, and when I enter dojo, I know all about being respectful in class. Or any dojo, it must show respect. Pozo Arrows means humble clown. And when the student told me that, I was like, oh, wow, and didn't know what to say. Every name given to you in a couple ways is something that really suits you. I'm not sure, but I've heard the reason why Popo given the martial arts name. I think it might have something to do with the slaves. I think it might have been given to the slaves, martial arts name, was to protect them. Because if they were ever to take an attack out, it would protect them who they really are. I heard that, but I could really be wrong on that. Anyway, I am indeed happy to have this name. Even though I've not trained in this martial arts form for quite some time now, I am happy that I had. It indeed was such a wonderful experience at the time I trained when I was doing it. I never will forget the martial art. It will always be forever in my heart. Slowly and more slowly, people starting to show it more in films, and that truly is a delight to see. Capoeira is indeed a wonderful form of a martial art. It is about honor, respect, and helped many to build their self-esteem and self-confidence, which it returns has helped out people in real life. Capoeira, beautiful, unique, and expands expands across the globe as a high form of self-defense. And I'm actually posting that. Okay. Give me one moment. I want to bring up, I'm going to be actually reading some more articles on here. But let me see. What song do I want to play next? I'll be right back. I'm going to be pulling up some more articles and reading it from there. So this is Unbreakable by Kodiak and Laura Lee. And enjoy it. I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear the sound.
Mama, you're everything I need. Family with me,
and I'm back here, and it's actually Ninja Sunday on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. And what I'm doing is celebrating my 2-year anniversary being live on the air, and I do once again thank you so much to my guests, which I'll have more guests in the future on my show. Thank you. I don't even know the words to come out. I'm kind of dumbfounded here almost live on the air. I'm having a brain fart, but just wanted to thank all my listeners and supporters and, playing all the music that I've been playing over the past couple of years, and I'm hoping to get more music. So I'm actually pulling up. I write articles on Hub Pages, and I've been on there for 4 years, and I just recently really learned how to start writing, and they've been featuring my articles on there. And what I've been doing is reading them. Another one that I wanted to read about, another featured article on Hub Pages, is Intelligence is Sexy. Having brains is the best stimulation. I love people who have a high intelligence actually sit there and explain things. But the most intelligent people are the ones intelligent enough to know how to explain things when people understand what they're saying. I must say the biggest turn on for myself is when a man is intelligent. I love learning. People that can teach me things, it helps expand my mind and my individual growth, especially things that I want to know about. I used to be surrounded by the most unintelligent people, and I was never able to grow. I think people would have rather seen their waistline grow than their minds. Yes, I know we all come in different shapes and sizes. That is a good thing. But what I'm referring to are lazy people and people that wanted things handed to them, or if they used people just so they would not have to do things themselves. Then they ended up blaming everyone else for their unhappiness, and that, indeed, are the most unintelligent people. Since surrounding myself with the most intelligent people, I tend to notice they are well-rounded. It isn't just their brains. They work out. It is their bodies, spirits, and their hearts. These people are of different backgrounds but are successful in their own ways. I also know that successful people have people who hate on them for no reason at all. At least these successful people actually work and deserve all the happiness of their success. For example, ever know when women that are actually work out to get a body and are in shape but end up having haters because they are in shape? Well, some women never get plastic surgeries or operations but actually work for their butt off just to be in great shape, and so people end up hating. But the haters have no idea how hard the women that work out who have sweated their butts off to get in shape. Basically, they sit around and complain and do nothing but complain. I actually know women who do it all. They actually have families who work hard and work out and get the body they want. I know some people do have to have operations in life-threatening situations, so it is something that is necessary. The problem, once again, has to do with intelligence. Just because you lose weight from a stomach operation doesn't make you a smarter person to make smarter decisions. It just helps you lose weight, but a reality check. You actually have to change the way you think in order to keep the weight off. I think it is a cycle that you have to break. I do know about cycles, and when you do break bad cycles, well, that is a good thing. Sometimes that is hard to do, but if you have the will enough to do it, you can. Let's see. Okay. And if anybody feels like calling in, number again is 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. Let's see. What? Okay. Another one that I want to read on the air. Okay, bringing up. Okay, live and learn experience. Reading this on the air. Okay. Reading my featured articles from Hub Pages. I'm actually typing the Hub Pages. Reading this one now. So I'm actually posting this. Okay. This one's featured article, Live and Learn by Experience. In life, I learn through experience. In my own personal experience, I learn by living life. I like hearing stories from other people and from their experience in their lives. How they know things is because they lived it. Even with decisions that I've had made in my own life, which I don't regret because I end up growing and learning more. I also learned that I have to keep growing, going forward and keep pushing myself. A teacher can lead me, but it will have to be up to me to make decisions that lead me on my path. Sometimes I've strayed from my path and fallen. What I had to do when I had fallen is just get back up. Sometimes I had got lost and veered off my path. But life is a journey. It could be a roller coaster with ups and downs. But after hitting those downs, it feels good to keep rising up. I honestly hear people say they wish they could go back and fix this or that. I don't want to go back because I choose what I do in my present and what I'm actually doing at this very second. Because I choose what I do in my present and what I'm actually doing at this very second. You have to live the life you were dealt with. That's all you can do or anyone can do. I just don't think it would ever be a good idea to go backwards. Forward is always the best possible answer. I can't tell people how to go forward because sometimes I'm just going forward myself. Maybe everyone has to find their own way, and that is the best thing to do. If you get stuck, just try to take a break, and sometimes take a step back and just breathing really helps. There are hurdles in life, and we just got to jump over them. Sometimes we trip ourselves up, and we can't kick ourselves in the butt. Of course, sometimes things in your past might be a bad learning experience, but then they teach you not to do that again. Granted, sometimes it may take a moment or two to realize that any bad experience in your past is a way to show you that you are human and you shouldn't feel bad because you had the bad experience. So in life, when you hear people talk of the experiences and led them to success in life, sometimes the best thing to do is just take all of your experience, whether it be bad or good, and just chalk it up together, move on to better life. Okay, let's see. Am I getting all the songs in? Did I play Unbreakable? I think I did play all the songs. I think I did. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see what time is. Okay. What I want to do is actually play Battle Song. It's by Horace Accord DeLisa and his beautifully lovely wife, Sonari. They're musicians, and they're, if you want to say their band, it's not really a band. It's their, it's called Pisces Project. In the song that I do play in all my shows, you know, for the past few years, mostly in the beginning of the shows, it is a song that's going to be in a film called Falkir, and it's something that I've been honored to be a little bit part of. I'm just an actress in the film, and when I say just an actress is because what's really important in the film for people to really know, you know, just not actresses, it's, you know, the cast and the crew and everybody that, you know, the director and everybody is important, that everybody that's part of the film is important, not just the actress. That's why I say I'm just an actress. I only did tiny thing on costume maybe here and there, but the people that do the costumes in the film, they're really important. Everybody that's associated in the film are really important. So when I say just an actress in the film, I'm not putting myself down. It's just that, you know, everybody on independent films, they all work together. So I wanted you guys to play this song, and it is called Battle Song, and I'll be right back. And it does have that feel because, like, with any film, music sets the mood, so you're going to really hear it, that song. When you hear it, you'll get a feel for it, and I'll be back.
going back, and what I'm doing is I'm reading my featured articles on the Hub pages, and my next one that I'm reading is Dawn the Dragon Wilson. Well, the featured article is and this is about the one I wrote about Dawn the Dragon Wilson. As we all grow up, there are icons and people who we look up to. In Hollywood and films, it can seem like for a while there are people that are in the spotlight, and after so many years, as actor ages, time cannot seem kind nor the media towards these human beings. With age and we change, that shouldn't be a sign to get rid of someone. Sometimes there are people that stand among the masses that will be forever loved. One of these people is Dawn the Dragon Wilson. For those that don't know Dawn, he is an 11 times international world champion kickboxer that has been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. If you've never seen Dawn fight, just look up a fight on the internet. You can literally see the look in his eyes when he was in the ring. That is the look of a dragon, fierce and full of fire and energy. Even out of the ring, the charisma Dawn has at presentation and interviews is really quite energetic. Now, some people may question about anything Dawn does now with him being older. But do take note. Dawn's fans are always going to love him. Age is not a factor, and those that make films should see and understand with comments from his fans how important it is to keep showing Dawn in films because people love him and love him a lot. I myself can picture him as a samurai, and I cannot believe that within the time that Dawn has been on this planet that no one could see that. Of course, with the film industry, making a film and casting, it isn't so popular in America to actually cast someone that is of Japanese bloodline, in which you think it would make sense, since samurai culture is most of Japanese descent, but in learning and doing my own homework, there were other cultures that were samurais also. But the hardcore fact made, samurais are a bloodline of Japanese descent, so it would be fitting to cast Dawn as a samurai warrior. Well, he is a true champion, and when he was standing tall and fighting in the ring, tall and proud, you could tell because he was just that good. Now, people can tell me all they want that with acting, it's only acting, it doesn't matter who they're casting for a part. Try and sit to talk to anyone that is Asian, and you might tend to feel that maybe it does matter after all. Try sitting and hearing how someone would feel about whitewashing as Asian, even just for a few minutes, understand why it matters. I can't even tell you how many times I facepalmed myself when people told me that Japanese, Chinese, and other Asian cultures are all the same. I don't think it all has to do with racism, but sometimes people just honestly don't know. But when we are told and explained the little differences in different Asian culture, it is a new learning experience for them. And then they start understanding more and more about the world. But to get back to Dawn, I think with upcoming films that would be out in the movie theaters in the next following years with cameos of other great martial arts fighters, I think the fans worldwide are going to be happy to see Dawn in the films. Dawn gave the world in the ring hardcore kicks and went head-to-head with his opponents, and his fans loved him. I think when you live up to the fact that you're a dragon, that really is a big deal. I think Dawn has done just that. Dawn has lived up to the fact that he really is a dragon and still to this day has had the fire in his belly and energy that glows around him that attracts many people worldwide, and it shows. It even goes further with his traditional line of clothing. With his own clothing line of T-shirts that has dragons on them, many families, men and children, even women love the T-shirts. The fans even take pictures of them, and you can see it on Facebook page of the Traditions clothing line. And that's Traditions with a Z and not an S. And there's a Facebook page for that. I think with so many people still loving someone that has brought much joy through fighting in the rings, that shows something right there. Dawn is still beloved the world over and in many countries. So I tend to think in this day and age, dragons are still alive today. There's a couple other ones that I wanted to read. Where is this? There's a Michael Jai White one. Give me one moment. Featured articles from, live on the air of, Michael J. White, and Jillian. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post that on my Facebook page. Okay, I'm just bringing it up now. Michael J. White and Jillian Ilana Juanes. Now, this is a couple that should be talked about in Hollywood. In Hollywood, you hear so many crazy things about couples in the business. Why are the most inspirational, positive couples not promoted more? In which it will show something that is beautiful, where in Hollywood it does exist, in which it is not show that is put on. Where are the real couples? You know where they are. They are there, but not highly talked about because they are actually couples that lift people up and show positive aspects about working in the film business. And I got to admit, I think Michael J. White is one of the sexiest men in Hollywood in the film industry. And if I was ever to work on set and that man ever did a fight scene and he had to deal with no shirt on, I might just pass out. Or would have to use all my concentration to focus on a scene. Yes, he is that sexy. But my point is, Michael is someone who is successful in my eyes and not let Hollywood define him or let it control him. Well, you have to look up this well-balanced individual with him being a very gifted, talented martial artist. Oh, don't let this brick wall statue-like body fool you. This man can fly through the air, and you sit there with your mouth, and you will sit there, and your mouth will drop to the ground, and you wonder, how does a man with this big muscles and all, who can fly through the air like Tony Jaa, and let me say, there's a difference in size. In fact, they have been filming a film together where there is a picture circulating on the internet of both of them jumping in the air. With all the blessings Michael has had, it has never taken over his mind or influenced his decision to love a woman based on his own heart. Now, we all know that there's so much out there with arguments over what a real woman is, and I think sometimes men are afraid to have a woman on their arms in public that doesn't totally fit into a box. Michael doesn't want society to base his true love and doesn't care what anyone thinks, and I tend to think that is what a true man is. When you go to Jillian Ilana Waters' page on Facebook, you're going to see how beautiful this woman is. Believe it or not, fellas, this woman has a six-pack, and she is indeed a whole package. And when you see pictures of Michael and Jillian, you can see life in the picture and see that it is not some put-on show. It is the real deal, and you can see just how happy they are together. Yes, they've known each other for a long time, but quite frankly, I'm very excited to know they are engaged. And you think it was my wedding because I'm cheering them on, because they truly are a couple that the public should look up to. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And, you know, as I'm working on getting a six-pack myself, it might have been a turnoff for some guys, which is understandable. But here I am, and seeing that the sexiest man in Hollywood is going to marry a woman that has a six-pack, it just shows that Michael J. White loves a woman that works just as hot as himself, and that should be shown more in the public light. Jillian is a woman that is using Michael to advance herself in the entertainment business because they have known each other for a very long time, and Michael isn't using her, and that is what needs to be shown more in the entertainment business. Just go to Jillian's page on Facebook, and you're going to see a few pictures of them holding each other, and the smiles are real. And you can see all that when you look at their pictures. Excuse me. Excuse me. This couple is such a beautiful, and people tend to think, since Michael's getting married, would I be jealous of Jillian stealing Michael? Not quite. When I say stealing, I mean there are many women that are not going to be happy that Michael's getting married to such a sexy woman. Yes, I think Michael's a very sexy man, but the truth is, all my adults, I don't want to date them. I just want to work with them. And once again, I would pass out on sight while Michael's doing a fight scene. I think it's okay to be honest and talk openly when you think it's sexy, because you should let society help you to make up your mind and define your own mind who you think is sexy. Quite frankly, I'd love to go out on a double date someday with Michael and Jillian. That would be cool. I hope that there are more pictures and more talks of this couple in Hollywood, because this is what should be shown. They are both such positive and inspirational people that together as a couple it brings double the amount of positivity and helps to raise even more people up higher. I, for one, will be looking forward to the union of holy matrimony of Michael and Jillian. Beautiful couple indeed. And I'm trying to see, what else do I want to read? What's another article? Let's see. Okay. I'm reading. Irish Joe McCrea, the Beast. Hold on one second. I think this is the last article. This article live on the air of Irish Joe McCrea, the Beast. Another featured article on Pub Pages. I'm posting the link. See, I'm posting the link on my thing here on my Facebook page. And I actually had him on my show, so it's a Irish Joe McCrea to the Beast. A night before a fight in Vegas, this was a little while back, a night before a fight in Vegas, Irish Joe McCrea to the Beast weighs in at 173 pounds. Joe's getting ready for the fight of his life. I was lucky enough to interview Joe a little while back on my Blog Talk radio show, The Shelly Nunchuk Show. I listened and found out how much true spirit and passionate this boxer really is. I even looked up his interviews and videos off of YouTube. At times before the big event that Joe is about to undertake in a very big moment in his life tomorrow night in Vegas, remember, once again, this was a little while back, he really didn't have to get back up and rise up like a phoenix. But the boxer does really have the eye of the tiger. Joe had to really overcome a few downfalls, but like a lot of boxers, they're kind of like warriors in their own way. Some people will not get or understand why someone will get into a ring and go for some rounds with an opponent and think it is not a way of life. Well, some people were born to be boxers and were meant to step into the ring. Joe is one of those people. Boxers are not savage people. They're just focused on what they are very passionate about. What they're passionate about is boxing. Joe himself, like any boxer, will train mostly every day and will bring it. Shall we say what Joe actually does? Joe brings it beast mode. With his family, friends, and fans are getting ready for the night of Joe's life, many people are wishing the best for this boxer. Because in many hearts, Joe's already a champion before he steps into the boxing ring. Now you might ask, what do I mean that Joe is already a champion before he steps into the boxing ring? Because Joe went the distance. Joe didn't give up. Even on his birthday, he trained. Joe kept going, and no matter how hard things got, he kept going and went the distance. That is what makes champions, because they defy all odds and just keep going and going. Sometimes life can make us or life can break us. And so far, I think Joe has given his full potential with a lot of heart and soul. I wish the very best to Joe in the ring tomorrow night. No matter how the outcome, myself, I already think Joe is a champion, and these are the type of people who are forever imprinted in my heart, the underdogs that go the distance and never let anyone stop them. Best wishes for Joe. Man, this time just flew by way too fast. So what show? Let's see. On my show here, I'm actually trying to look up here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm posting on here. I'm playing. Okay, I'm just typing right here. Ending my show of my 2-year anniversary of being on air with my film with one of my film brothers song Inspiration by Jay Giannoli. And Jay's actually, he's been working very hard in Hollywood, and he's been getting more and more roles, so many blessings to him. So I'm going to end the show here with Inspiration, his song. Thank you so much for the love and support, and I will be getting guests on my show. Thank you so much. This has been a great Ninja Sunday. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day, and goodbye, and look forward to having everyone tune in again, and have a good day. Great start of the week, Ninja Sunday. All righty, bye-bye.
Pop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D.R.E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, but can happen if you grind. I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. Quarter. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.